Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at George Clooney, and I'm the one that's going to go hubba
He's a
hubba.
hunk.
He's a hunk, the sexiest man alive. He's a 3-5 projector on the right angle cross of the Sphinx in the quarter of civilization. He's a third color, right fixed, single definition, and unconscious 4037.
Yep. Looking at him, I think he's a person of many parts. Okay? But what really shines through is this warmth, this friendliness, this friendship. It's all about friendship and community, family, whatever you want to call it. Personality, son, second gate, third line. But this is the gait of the driver. Talk about someone very directional, and that when you're with him, get you on board with the direction and the collaborative effort and supporting each other. And I mean, it's
Well,
so typical in a way of what any publicity about him is, his friendships with all his buddies, and he's never going to get married or.
he was married. He was married for 4 years, from 1989 to 1993, and after that, he said he would never marry again. And so then he was with this British model for about 5 years, and then there was this other gal for about a year. He just is now getting out of a relationship that he's been in for the last 2.5 years. I mean, I think the funniest thing is that the wax museum, that Madame,
Tussauds, yeah.
yeah, there's a George Clooney, and women take their picture beside him, and it
No,
says, you know, who's going to marry George
that's
Clooney? Because it's like,
what
but
I
you know what's interesting
meant.
is that he's now 50,
Right.
right? And
That's just what I was going to say.
it's like, yeah, George.
With the 59th gate, sixth line, that's his only activation. He's a projector. Only activation in this sacral center. So talk about, okay, you're a monk.
one night stands,
Right, right.
right?
But a monk, from 30 to 50, and just really, but that you find your soulmate after 50. And I think with this woman that he was going to get married, and they were going to, and I think she was really pushing it, and,
Oh, I don't know that they were ever going to get married. I think she wanted to get married. She was quite a bit younger. She probably wanted to have kids. Who knows? You know, I mean, he does not put his private life really out there. He's not that kind of guy, right? But
No.
everybody is like really interested, and clearly they're fascinated with his personal life and the fact that, you know, the sexiest man alive has not really been caught. I
Right.
mean,
Now,
you
is he
know,
gay?
well, no, but I don't think anybody ever, you know, he has these guy friends. He's a real guy's guy,
Right,
right?
right.
But I don't think, you know, he's not somebody that's ever leveled at him. No, I think he's definitely a heterosexual, but he definitely hasn't. He hasn't really, you know, I feel like he hasn't met the right person. And I think it's interesting as a projector, such an open projector too,
Right.
that in most relationships he's going to be deeply compromised. I mean, he's just going to be, because he's got all of these hanging gates, right? And you know, I talked to a projector once, and I thought she put it very nicely. She said, you know, when I'm in the right relationship, all of that's okay. I can kind of submit to all of that. I think that's the
Right.
thing for the projector, you know, when they really are being recognized and it's really the right relationship for them. You know, it can work, but otherwise it's like, you know, putting the wrong gas in your car. And that obviously none of these women, you know, were the right fuel for him,
No.
you
I mean,
know?
open splenic center.
Right?
So,
Recognizing talent though, you know, because he's gotten into directing.
of course.
You know, I mean, as a projector, of course he's going to get into directing, right? And he's directed that film, that Good Luck and Good Night, that was so
Good night and
good.
good luck, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the thing I saw recently was him in Africa in the middle of this tribe and exposing himself to malaria or something to illustrate a point. And you see with this, I mean, this is the cross of the Sphinx, but it's about knowing the direction, and it's the direction of humanity.
And it's about, you know, civilization. I mean, you know, he's
Right.
been very active in this whole Advocating a resolution in Darfur. I mean, you know, he's been
Darfur, that's
Darfur,
where it
right?
was.
You know, doing, you know, different documentaries, speaking up about it, money there, all of this. I mean, in 2008, the UN made him, you know, messenger of peace. And, you know, he's still writing about it. I mean, he just wrote, you know, a column in one of the major, I think in the New York Times here, about what a failure all of that is, you know, and that really,
Right.
collectively, humanity has really not managed to do anything about these people like the guy that's in power there, that's just destroying everything. And,
Well, fourth line, it's a refusal to have hypocritical interactions,
right.
you know. And you know, you look at his 13-5 design son, the savior, 7-5 the general. Now, I think that's whether it's in his career, because when you think about those Ocean's 11s movie, you know, where he got all these people on board, all his friends and the friendships and the influence, and you know, being the leader of this rat pack or what, it's almost a natural thing for him.
Well, you know, and it's, I mean, it's all he really is this community being, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think in some ways it's like that's where things kind of get misread that, well, surely then he's a Marin man because he's so social and
Right.
so has so many friends. And I mean, you know, this is not like a loner, you know,
No,
in any
what you
way,
pick up, I
right?
mean, magnetic 15th gate in the line of modesty, because you don't pick up arrogance and whatever. But when you think, that's why I said a person of many parts, because he has this a political role, you could say, social causes personally. With his relationships, you know, why would it, 21st gate, only conscious definition from that defined heart center? You know, this is about control. This is about being in charge, really. The 41st gate, which is fifth line, which is very seductive, but it doesn't like limitations. And he has the 60th gate of limitation. And you know, it's about, okay, feeling limited in these relationships, or that he's going to be controlled by someone,
Although,
or.
you know, it's interesting because I think, you know, it's like one of the limitations that he's had to overcome is this limitation of being so good looking. Okay, it's like in his mind, I think, in the way that
Right.
he lives his life, it's like it's not about the fact that I'm so good looking. It's about the fact that there are a lot more important things going on that need to be addressed in, you know, in this, because, you know, he could have taken a ride completely on the fact that he was just the sexiest man alive, right? But you know, I think
Right.
this is also being a projector. He's, you know, he's seeing the world from that perspective, you know, not as a generator or as a
Right.
manifesting generator. I also think it's interesting these
Well, and he
61st
doesn't have
gates.
to prove it with that
Oh,
with
right.
that
He doesn't
heart
have to
center,
prove
you know.
anything. That's
So
right. He can just, he can, yeah, he can be what he is. But I think it's interesting these 61st gates, right? That, you know, this natural brilliance, because there is also this quality of these movies that he's picked, very political, clearly
Right.
very political, but really smart,
Right.
right?
No, thought-provoking. And, you know, he's done his research with the
Mm-hmm.
fourth line and the
Right,
natural
right.
brilliance with the second line. And, you know, that you were mentioning he's written articles or something with his open throat, you know, and really maybe an uncertainty about his own personal speaking. And, you know, that kind of, I would call it insecurity with the open splenic center, but very sensitive to the lack of well-being in the world and in, you know, in our, you could say that also about his personal
Well, you know, and I think, I mean, you
relationships.
know, he was brought up, you know, his father was like a broadcaster. I mean, I think he's an example of somebody that grew up in a, you know, in a happy home, you know,
Right.
the parents didn't divorce, all of that. You know, I mean, I think that, you know, the basic structure that he comes out of, you know, it was basically secure. And, you know, in the acting kind of world, you know, Rosemary Clooney is his aunt, and, you
Right.
know, just kind of naturally moving. And again, I think, I mean, look at all of the pressure on the G.
Yes.
I
Yes.
mean,
I mean, he's a
he's a
sphinx,
sphinx, right?
you
You
know,
know,
so
so.
it's almost like you have a sense that he's just fallen into his life effortlessly,
Right.
You know, he's not expending this great energy, but as a projector, you know, recognized, I don't know what first role, probably a TV series or something. He was in one where he's a doctor, one of
ER. I mean, that's where he really became famous, you know, was in ER.
Yeah, and the warmth of this and, you know, the 37th gate, first line, the mother-father figure about respect and, you know. So it's like so much a part of his energy, that warmth, that buddy.
Well, I think of really bringing people together. That, you know, wherever he is, you know, he just naturally, and, you know, he's unconscious about how he even does it, but he just brings people together, turns into a real nice little community. Yeah. I mean, he's got, I mean, you know, his same high school buds and whatever that go hang out with him, you know, in his villa,
right,
you know, that he's got on Lake Como. I mean, you know, so... unassuming,
yeah,
but sharp. I mean, I think this is always the impression that I get of him, you know, when he's on the red carpet or whatever,
right,
they talk to him. You know, he's got that perspective of like the projector, like he's really looking at the person, right? And there's kind of like this, you know, no
right.
bullshit, just here I am, right? And, you know, I'm not buying into all this PR.
No,
about
you
me,
have
right?
the feeling of. If I was going to say stillness, but he's watching.
Yeah.
He's, you know, he's amused by
right.
the your stupidities.
Right. If you think I'm the sexiest man alive, okay,
right.
you know, go ahead. Think whatever you think.
Right.
But,
and maybe I'll put it to use helping our planet survive or the survival of the species.
Well, I think also the other thing, this third line of the second gate that his personality son is in, this line of patience, right? The teacher who never stops being a
right.
student. And I think that's the other quality that he really puts out there, that he's still learning. He's still really, you know, and he's also at the same time teaching other people, trying to teach people, you know, about the global community and how it needs to be better. But that he himself, I mean, because they just gave him an award for all of this. And he said, you know, frankly, him and Don Cheadle, because Cheadle's been working
uh-huh.
with him on the Darfur thing, he says, you know, really we're a failure because we're not really any better off.
Right, right.
You know, with all the work that's been done, these poor people, really, it's really a shame. And so I think that's this line of patience. He's going to continue. He's not going to stop.
Right, right. Sustained creative work,
right,
you
right.
know, first gate, third line.
Right.
But really, that cross, again, it's about the pressure to manifest something and get something done in quarter of civilization. And, you know, we have to perfect the form. We have to get this fixed. We have to have a structure that's going to work.
But he's a projector. He's always having to find other people that recognize
right.
him for that. And I think that he's been pretty good at that, that he always has these, you know, partners that he's sort of working with, not at this intimate personal level, but really at the level of work that have made a difference for him.
Right. 40th gate, first line, recuperation. And he's a projector.
Right.
So I can see this guy going to Lake Como with his buds to recuperate.
Right.
So anyway, Teresa, it's been a pleasure. So say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.